Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our privilege to bring to you another message from the Word of God. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestell, Missouri. That's just west of the post office. And our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. Our regular worship service begins this morning at 11. And then we have our regular prayer service beginning this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And then at 4:30, our evening worship service. At 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, we meet again for our midweek Bible study. So these are our services, and we certainly invite you to come knowing that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. And we know that our people will give you a warm welcome and that you'll be able to worship God in this place. We've been studying the past few Sunday mornings concerning the seven sayings of the Savior on the cross. And last Sunday morning, we began our study of the second saying, that is, when Jesus Christ said to the thief on the cross, "Verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And so we want to continue this lesson today. Last time, we had spoken about the fact that the Jews had tried to do everything they could against Jesus Christ, and yet God turned around and used the wickedness of man for His own glory and honor in saving this soul. We want to preach this morning concerning the fact of the power of God while Jesus Christ was hanging upon the cross of Calvary. The salvation of the thief on the cross is used by God to refute those who would say that Christ, or that is God, was helpless as He hung on the cross. Jesus Christ was far from being helpless. I know that Jesus was man, and as man, He was bearing the sins of the entire world upon Himself. But at the same time, Jesus was also God. And being God, He exercised all the power of God. Jesus, or God, still had the power to save souls on the cross of Calvary, and He did save the thief. Notice, as we study these things, some of the things concerning the people that had been with Christ before His resurrection. And I'm talking here concerning those people that we would say would be faithful to God. Peter had denied the Lord three times. This is recorded in the book of Luke 22, verse 54 through 62. Now, all of Christ's disciples followed Jesus afar off or left Him completely. So Jesus was more or less alone. I know Peter was on more or less the outside of the temple there in the around the wrong campfire, and there he denied Jesus three times. I think that John came back and stayed afar off and watched more closely than the others. But still, he was gone. The Bible said that Jesus Christ had been blindfolded and struck on the head and told to prophesy by these unbelieving Jews. Jesus was also tried at night, which was against the Jewish law. Pilate had beaten Jesus, whom he said was innocent. Pilate said Jesus was innocent, and yet Pilate had beaten Jesus with a cat of nine tails. And the soldiers put a crown of thorns on His head and a purple robe on His body, and they had mocked Him. Jesus had already stood before a court of Pilate and Herod. Both of these men confessed that they could find nothing at all wrong with the things that Jesus preached. Pilate's wife said to Pilate, "Have nothing to do with this just man, for I have suffered many things in a dream of him in this night." But Pilate didn't listen. Pilate went ahead. Pilate was taken away. Barabbas, the murderer, the one in sedition, was released. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was taken to Golgotha's hill. And there a nail was driven into His hands and into His feet. He was hung up, raised up in the air, His naked body there for all to view, His shame. Does this present a picture of power? and we're discussing this morning, was Jesus helpless on the cross? He certainly was not helpless. And yet all the things around Him, by their physical appearance, would show that Jesus Christ had lost it all. Because Peter had left Him behind. Peter had cursed God. All of Jesus' disciples had gone away at one point or another. And all of these things had happened to Jesus, and it would look like that things were certainly out of control. Well, it may look physically like Jesus has lost it all. But in the midst of all of this, God saved a soul from burning forever in the flames of an eternal hell. Notice now that the thief was saved before the 3 hours of darkness, before Jesus' triumphant cry, "It is finished," before the rending of the temple veil. The thief was saved before the quaking of the earth, before the centurion's confession, "Truly this was the Son of God." All the thief could see on the cross concerning Jesus Christ was that there was nothing there physically. And yet, the thief looked past all of these things and saw in Jesus the power of salvation. What was it exactly that the thief saw in Jesus Christ? And we might say, well, you know, he just was a little bit better than the other thief. Well, he wasn't. Both thieves were the same. They were both depraved, wretched in the sight of God and man. The thing that caused one to be saved over the other was that God was showing His power to a sin-cursed earth. And the thief was saved in order that we might see that God was not helpless on the cross of Calvary, but that Jesus Christ was in full control of all of His mental facilities. He was in full control of everything that was going on. And there, God proved it by saving a sinner on the cross of Calvary. The devil was having a field day. The devil was in much glee. The devil was full of joy. But God used all of that for the salvation of this sinner. Notice that the thief was not saved until he came to the place where he knew he could do nothing to help himself. The thief came to the place that he knew nobody could help him except this man on the cross of Calvary. And he looked at him and he saw more than a man. He saw the Son of the living God. Jesus was the Son of God. The man saw it. And God saved his soul. Notice that the thief said this when he was hanging on the cross. He said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." The thief knew in his own heart and in his own mind that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. But really, you see, knowing in his mind that Jesus was the Son of God didn't save him. It was knowing it in his heart and the confession that he made with his mouth. And really, the confession that he made with his mouth didn't save him. But it was the confession in his heart that saved him. There's a lot of people that may know that Jesus is the Son of God in their minds, but knowing in their heart is a different thing altogether. Notice what the thief said in the book of Luke chapter 23 and verse 42. As the thief turned to the Lord and he said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Notice, first of all, that the thief recognized Jesus as Lord. I know that as far as all outward appearances, there was nothing to point to Jesus being magnificent. But the thief turned to him and said, "Lord," this does not mean master, But it means, I know that you're my Savior. He turns to him and said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. You know, the thief believed in a future life. He knew he was coming to the place of his death, and he knew that there was a future life. And he believed in a future judgment. The thief knew that Jesus was dying for him, and he also knew that Jesus would live again, because he said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. The thief knew that he was a sinner. We find here in verse 40 of Luke 23, the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. The thief on the cross knew that he was a sinner. He knew he was dying justly. He knew he should die for his sins. But he said, this man's innocent. He hasn't done anything. He's the Son of God. The thief recognized that Jesus Christ was sinless when he said, this man hath done nothing amiss. He recognized the perfection of Jesus Christ as he was hanging on the cross of Calvary, dying for his sins. Something else that the thief saw. The thief saw that Jesus was a king. The words printed up above the cross, the superscription which read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, meant something to this thief. To the others around there, as they read that superscription, they would mock it. But to this thief on the cross, it meant something. He knew that this one with the nails in his hands and in his feet and with the crown of thorns upon his head and the blood coming out of his body, he knew that this was the King of the Jews. That's why the thief said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Something else that the thief knew, that Jesus was going into his kingdom. The thief, as he was seeing this man die on the cross of Calvary, knew that there was more to his death than just the physical death. Because he said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. It's amazing that he didn't say going into your kingdom, but rather coming. You see, the emphasis that the thief puts upon the death of Jesus Christ was not that he was just dying a physical death like everybody else was dying. But the thief knew that Jesus was accomplishing what he set out to accomplish when he came into this world. And he said, I know that your death is not something that you're leaving this world behind, but rather I know that you're coming into a greater world. I know that you are coming into a place where that sinners like me can also come. And what you're doing, you're not doing just for yourself. You're doing it for the rest of the world. You're doing it that anyone that could come and look, regardless of their past life and regardless of their past condition, that they can be saved. And you know that's absolutely the truth. There's not a sinner that's ever sinned enough sin and been bad enough and mean enough and ornery enough that Jesus can't save them. He saved the thief on the cross of Calvary. Notice the answer. Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Jesus knew that he would die that day. And Jesus knew where he was going. And Jesus also knew where that thief was going. Where are you going to go when you die? Be like the thief. Look under the cross of Calvary. Trust Jesus and follow Jesus into his kingdom. We see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do appreciate you listening. We invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for a continuation of this message. Thank you now for listening.